So they snuck in another quarterback in Gus Sunseri.
You think that's Sal Sunseri's son?
It could be. And that is a 45-yard. That was from the 45, right, Rick John? All right, 45-yard touchdown run. And the extra point by Opelka is good. 24-0 Central Catholic. We'll take a timeout. This is Tornado Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Hey, this is Mike Franco. I'm not only the spokesperson for Robert Stevens Jewelers, I'm a loyal customer. Most recently, my wife sorted out her jewelry box, decided what is worn often and that which is not worn anymore. We dumped the not worn anymore stuff in front of Steve and said, what can we do with this? We got cash for some. The other is reconfigured on a classy looking charm bracelet. Guess you would say it's downright charming. Robert Stevens Jewelers, making beautiful memories on Main.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. They carry a passion for being at the top of their fields and continuously striving to provide their clients with exemplary service. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Call them at 724-283-2200.
It's been all Central Catholic here, 24-0. As John Opelka will tee it up for the Vikings. The line drive kick will go right to Zach Slomers again at the 5 this time. At the 10, 15 to the near hash, and Slummer's still
here
on
his feet.
Here he goes. And he almost breaks it free. He's at the 38-yard line and gang tackled there at the 39. Boy, Craig, he was an arm tackle away from going all the way.
That's it. I thought he was going for sure. Yeah, if number three didn't get a hold of him there, boy, oh, boy, he would have been gone.
Marco Mashonda credited with that stop for Central Catholic. So Butler will take over a good field, their best field position of the night at their 39-yard line, first down and 10. And the quarterback shuffle continues as Kyler Callahan now in on his second possession. It's a man in motion. It's Logan Donnell, hands him the football. And this O'Donnell will try to get around the left end. He'll dive forward across the 40 to about the 41-yard line, a gain of a couple.
Yeah, just got himself slowed down there just a little bit at the end, unfortunately. It looked like he had a good head of steam hitting the corner there, but still a good positive gain.
Under a minute to go here in the first. This will likely, I shouldn't say that. May not be the final play of the quarter. Callahan in the shotgun on second down and 8. Wants to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Puts it on the high. Incomplete.
There could be a flag. Oh, my goodness. They must say it's an uncatchable ball because.
Yeah. And that was intended for the Tornadoes' Tyler Howe. And we have a Butler player on the turf.
He's grabbing his arm there.
At about the 31-yard line, the pass was incomplete.
I think that's Ensland. It's down.
Oh, that's not good. As the trainers will head out to take a look at Sam, make sure he's all right. Definitely was favoring his right arm. That stops the clock with 22 seconds to go here in the first. As I mentioned, Central Catholic coming into tonight's action, actually in fourth place in the Quad County Conference coming into tonight's play. With North Allegheny at 6-0, Pine Richland at 5-0. The Raiders of Seneca Valley 4-2 this season. And Ensland up on his under his own power and looks to be okay as he walks slowly off the field. The Vikings and Mount Lebanon Blue Devils tied for fourth in the Quad County Conference coming into tonight's play at 3-2. Nolan right there at 2-3. So with 2 weeks to play after tonight. Second, third, and fourth place really up for grabs in that Quad County North. So it'll be third down and 8. Ball at the Butler 41-yard line. Two slot receivers and a couple of wideouts on third down for Butler. Kyler Callahan wants to throw. Steps up, fires in the middle, passes too high and hard, and it's picked off. And running with a football, I believe, is Mark Craighead for, that's number 22, Kairos Thorpe for Central Catholic. And he'll go out of bounds at the Butler 28-yard line.
Yeah, that just kind of makes it an easy interception there. When that ball gets tipped like that, it takes a lot of the momentum off of it, and then it just hangs there.
Yeah, and that was a long tip, too. That ball was in the air forever, it seemed.
Oh, yes.
It was about 10 yards after the tip. So they'll put it at the 28-yard line.
It was a nice pass, too. I mean, it was, you know, set where it needed to be, and just tough.
As Don Pieta will come back in at quarterback for Central Catholic on first down. Now hand a football off, and that's J.D. Younger. And, boy, he ran into a brick wall.
Yeah, good one. I don't think he knew he had the ball because he just gave him like a shoulder shrug, like he was getting through, thinking like he's getting blocked. Goodwine put the stick on him there, ends up knocking him to the ground.
And that is the final play of the first quarter. All Central Catholic, 24-0. Tornado football continues here on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
That frightening sound is one we hear quite often throughout the day. Our heart quickens and immediately we wonder what happened. A medical emergency can be frightening, every tick of the clock crucial. And that's why Butler Ambulance Service is dedicated to be there with every ounce of care possible. Butler Ambulance Service is within minutes of providing you or a loved one with treatment and transportation. Call 282-9595 to find out more. Butler Ambulance Service is a phone call away from serving you.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Back at Butler High School, 24-0 Central Catholic. The Vikings have it at the Butler 29-yard line, second down and 11 as we get ready for the second quarter. Coach Terry Totten subbing in both quarterbacks and running backs here in this game thus far. And the give up the middle will be Vishawn Penix again, I believe. J.D. Younger. Younger gets down to the 22-yard line, a gain of 7.
That's the freshman we were talking about earlier, too.
You're right, yep.
The only freshman on the roster. So they obviously see some big promise in him to have him up here at the varsity, especially at 6A.
Third down and 4. Younger the only, I shouldn't say that, there is a fullback in there, but he's deep. Craig is a tailback standing at the 30-yard line. The ball's at the 22. And they will give it to the fullback. And it'll be thrown down by the Tornadoes. J.R. Harold stopped him, stuffed him for no gain. Actually lost 3 yards back to the 25.
And that's great inspired play by J.R. Harold. I mean, that's the way a senior leads out there. He's showing that he's got a lot of fight in him. No matter what the scoreboard said, he's playing good, hard-nosed football.
And it'll be fourth down, and looks like the field goal unit coming on maybe for Central Catholic. Or did they change their mind? No, they're going to line up.
We might just pooch kick it here.
Fourth down and seven. And they're going to throw for it.
Oh, boy.
And it is intercepted. And that is Harold.
Yep.
Harold with the pickoff. And he runs it back out to the 30-yard line. Wow, what a series for J.R. Harold.
That was great. Good for him. You know what? Playing hard all year like that. Way to step up. Have your eyes open. See what's happening in the backfield. Make the interception. That was big. Now this offense has got to feed off of that.
And it'll be Butler taking over at their own 30-yard line. First in INT of the year for Harold.
Let's get the play in there, guys. We've got 18 seconds here in the play clock.
Set as Sam Enslin late running onto the field, so maybe he was getting some attention from the trainers. It looks to be okay. First down and 10, 5 seconds on the play clock. Kyle Callahan will take the snap and run with it. Look to the middle, bounces off a couple of tacklers, gets out to the 32, 33-yard line, a gain of about three. Second down and seven.
Let's put another positive yardage play together here.
He's got to get some continuity here. It's just been a herky-jerky first half for Butler on offense. Chris Mertz goes in motion. They'll fake him the football. Callahan will keep it. He has room to the 40. First down across the 45 to the 47-yard line.
Hey, it took a little over a quarter to get our first down, but we got it. Finally got our first down. Now you got to build off of this.
A pretty good ball fake there by Kyler.
Mm-hmm. But he attacked the line. That was the key. Wasn't dancing around. He got up, you know, took it right to the line first, saw the opening, then went with it.
From the shotgun, first down. Callahan will run. Runs straight forward. He gets across midfield into Central Catholic territory. Tackled at the 49-yard line. Gain of four. Some extracurriculars down there, Craig.
That's it. I'm sure, you know, Central Catholic just expected to come in here and not get much of a fight from anybody. So it's good to see that, you know, we're willing to give them a punch.
24-0 Central leads with the 9-minute mark of the second quarter. Second down and six. Empty backfield. Man in motion is Zach Slomers. They'll fake him the football. Callahan with that same play. Kyler has a first down as he gets across the 45 to the 43-yard line.
Let's see if that
went for a good yardage a couple plays ago.
I'll say, see if they can give us the spot like they gave them the spot. That should be a first down. There you go.
Yep, they say move the chains. So the Tornado on the move here from the 43-yard line. Callahan will run up the middle. He'll go, and he gets good yards across the 40 to the 38-yard line. Nothing fancy about that, Craig. Just get the football and run up the middle.
That's it. Great push by the offensive line there, getting some separation and just being able to, you know, drive their guys off the ball. Simple football.
Second down and six from the 39. Again, the four-man set. Callahan look up the middle, try to get around in, but he'll be ankle tackled and thrown down to the turf by A.J. Beatty, who came up to make the stop. He'll lose a yard back to the 40-yard line, and it'll be third down.
And that's always been Callahan's Achilles heel. He slows down. Like I said, he dances too much in the back. He has got to just run and get the space before he starts to try to make his move. Because whenever he tries to do his move and so forth, he's dead to rights.
Third down and seven. Seventh play of this drive. Chris Mertz in motion. Play action off of that. Throwing over the middle, and it's Tyler Howe. Catch is made. First down at the 25-yard line.
Is that Grass Miller? No, that was
Tyler Howe,
Tyler,
the senior.
Oh, nice job for Howe. That's how you do it.
Down to the 24. 16 yards on the pass and catch, and the drive continues.
Callahan did a nice job setting up there quick, getting that ball delivered as it should. And again, if you keep running this ball out here like that, that defense is going to, you know, pinch in there, and that's going to make the secondary very susceptible.
From the 24, Callahan the run. He'll go over left guard and get good yards.
Come on!
He fumbled the football. Where was he down?
Oh.
The near side official is ruling him down.
Thank goodness. You got to hold on to that ball, though.
As they'll roll him down at the 16-yard line, a gain of 8 on the play.
That would have been, oh, that would have just been devastating,
yeah,
to have lost
I
that ball.
Yeah, I would think so. But instead, a break. Second down and two. 24-0 Central. 5:53 to go here in the second. Butler on the drive. The ninth play of the drive. Callahan to run. Looks to the middle. Cuts it up. This time he goes forward, and a flag comes in, though, Craig, in the area of holding.
Ugh.
At the 16-yard line.
See what the call is here. It could be a targeting call, too. No, I'm not going to step it off against Butler here.
Face mask against Central Catholic.
Oh, the way they were facing. Looked like it was going to go against Butler here. Inside the red zone like this, you don't want to give up.
And that is a 5-yard face mask, and it puts the football down at the 10-yard line.
I can't remember the last time Butler was at a 10-yard line. Do you recall?
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Well, they're here now. Let's see if they can put it in the end zone. First down and 10. Callahan will empty the backfield on first down. Mertz in motion. He'll give him the football. Tries to sweep around right end. And the Central Catholic just too good in pursuit. And they'll throw him for a 5-yard loss. He could never get around. Had no blockers out there.
Well, you know, we got great hard-nosed kids here, but we're not the fastest. So we got to know what our limitations are, and we got to work within those means. And one of our means is we don't go to the outside. We go right up the middle. That's what we got to do. We got to go up the middle, because when we go to the outside, we lose yardage every time.
Yep, we lost 5 on that one. Second down and 15. Noah Sespico, one of the wideouts, to the far side. Howe in the slot to the near side. Mertz in motion. Play action out of that. Here comes the pressure, and sacked will be Kyler Callahan at the 24-yard line.
Boy, and it's a shame because J.R. Harold was wide open. I mean, no one around him at the 10-yard line. If Callahan would have just looked to his left, boy, I think that would have been an easy 6.
So now, this is kind of what's been the bugaboo for the Butler offense all year long. They go on these drives, and things go south.
Well, you can't get away from what's working for you, and you can't try to improvise. You just got to go. North and south. East and west doesn't work.
J.R. Harold, sidecar to Callahan's left on third down and long. And he'll give him a screen pass. He'll get the football. He's at the 25, at the 20-yard line, gets good yardage back, but that'll make it fourth down and long, and out will come Emory Douthan.
And it's just a shame to have been at the 10-yard line and fight to get back to the 20.
Yep, and this will be a 37-yard attempt by Douthan from the near hash. Got enough leg. It's a line drive kick, and that is
nobody good. Wants to make the call.
They were both looking at each other. Like they flipped the coin. And Emory Douthan, though, drills a 37-yard field goal to put the Tornado on the board at 3:15 of the second quarter.
Did you see that indecision there?
There was a lot of indecision by the officials.
And from the distance, I heard, "Hey Mo, hey Mo." What's going on? I mean, because honestly, I didn't think the kick was good. You know, from my vantage point here, it looked like he was a little wide to the left. And both officials, one's looking at the other. Hey, was that good? I don't know. I was checking my phone. Hey, was that good? I don't know. Well, hey, you know what? 3 points. We'll take it.
We'll take it. He hooked it around the left upright. How's that?
That sounds like it worked.
So the tornado on the board at the 3:15 mark of the second quarter. A 37-yard field goal from Emery Douthat. So 2 weeks in a row, Douthat has hit field goals. And Emery, a junior, so he has one more year remaining. So he'll go out to kick the football away. Back deep is Kenneth Blake and Gavin Thompson. Thompson on the near side, Blake on the far side. And it's a squib kick from Douthat. It'll be taken by one of the upbacks. Actually bounces off of him. And then another upback kneels down and picks up the football. And his knee was on the turf. And Central Catholic will get the football, though, in good field position at the 35-yard line, it appears.
Well, the coverage team did a good job getting down there quick, too. That was good to see.
Well, they'll mark it at the 34. So that field goal from Emery Douthat capped off an 11-play drive for the tornado that got down to the central 10. It's where it stalled. In the shotgun on first down is Dom Pieto. And he'll hand the football off to Kenneth Blake. He goes around left end. He'll have a first down out over the 45 to about the 48-yard line, a gain of 13.
Yeah, they're definitely trying a whole lot of different combinations back there in their backfield.
From the 48-yard line, first down and 10. They'll fake the handoff, and right up the middle goes the quarterback. That's Gus Sinceri, and he'll be near first down. Actually, he stopped short as he gets into Butler territory down to the 44-yard line.
Fresco coming in there, hitting them hard, too. That's great to see from one of your quarterbacks who's playing in the secondary right now, coming in and putting a stick on a guy.
Third down, or second down and two. Sinceri with the handoff, and it's running with the football is J.D. Younger. And Younger will get into deeper into Butler territory down to the 27-yard line. Actually, no, that was number 36, Deshaun Penix. But you're right, they are mixing it up out there. A lot of kids getting some playing time here.
Oh, yeah.
At the Butler 27-yard line. And a keeper by the quarterback, Sinceri. And not fooled where the tornado is throwing him to the turf was Hunter Neff, came up to make the stop.
Did a nice job holding on to him, too, because Sinceri is a tough guy to bring down. And Neff did a great job there just latching on and holding him.
Gain of just one, second down and nine. Minute and a half to go here in the half. 24-3 Central Catholic. Option pitch to the left.
Oh.
And running with football is Kenneth Blake. You know, get inside the 20. Maybe a bit shy of the first down marker as they laid the sticks down. They get down to the 19-yard line. It'll be shy by about a yard.
That's good here. Just about a minute left in the half. And nice job picking that up, though. That's tough. You know, working against a pitch like that.
Third down and one. Sinceri will fake it, keep it himself, looks to his right, cuts it back to the left. He'll have a first down and more. He's at the 10, at the 5, and he'll go into the end zone for a Central Catholic touchdown, his second of the night.
That's tough. He's just running through tackles. You gotta latch onto him and hold him. Get his legs.
So the Vikings cap this one off, six plays and 65 yards with Gus Sinceri, his second touchdown run of the night. John Opelka on for the point after. Out of a Don Pieto hold. And that extra point is good. Makes it 31-3. Central Catholic will keep it here. Just 47 seconds remaining in the half. Up next at halftime, we have our Chubb High School Sports Network halftime show loaded up and ready to go. Anthony back at the station. We'll also have the Chubb Live High School Scoreboard Show following tonight's broadcast. As we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, as playoff situations start coming into play, and a lot of good football being played around the WPIAL. Teams vying for playoff spots. We'll get the update after tonight's game, as now Opelka will kick it away. As it is Logan Donnell and Zach Slomers back deep to receive the kick. And we may see a squibber here. And Opelka with the run up and the kick. Kicks it away to Slomers. He'll run up and catch the football at the 6. He's at the 10, 15, and it will get to the 20 and get stymied right there. They'll give him the 19-yard line, so not much time for the Tornado offense. They'll have to take a couple shots downfield here, maybe.
I like to see them do that, stretch the field a little bit. Yeah, I'll try it early on.
Yeah.
You can see where it goes, and if the first two downs, you don't do anything with it, run the ball on the third down. And then, run the clock out pretty much.
Yep. 38 seconds.
I highly doubt Central Catholic would use any of their timeouts in a situation.
I would agree. Callahan, though, will run it on first down. He does get around end this time and is tripped up across the 20, out to the 23-yard line, a gain of 3. And that might have been the final play of the half.
Mm-hmm. 25 seconds left on the play clock, and only 20—less than 20 seconds.
Now they're going to run. Clock. They're going to run one more. Now you just do a Hail Mary, see what happens. Trips to the near side for the Tornado, and a single wide out to the short side of the field on third down. They're just going to run it, and that will end the first half. As Callahan takes it out to the 24, gains a yard. And that is the end of the first half. All Central Catholic 31-3. We'll take a quick timeout. This is Tornado Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Every team plays better when they're at home. And when it comes to choosing a personal injury attorney, having a home field advantage matters. I'm attorney Ray Conlon, and at Conlon Tarker, we believe the attorneys have a duty to not only their clients, but to the communities that they serve. That's why we are proud supporters of our local sports teams. And that's why we work tirelessly to fight for you. If you've been involved in a work accident, personal injury, car accident, or workers' compensation matter, there's a reason they call it home field advantage. Learn more at ConlonTarker.com. Conlon Tarker, we fight for you.
Butler Steel Supply. What do? Everything. When it comes to steel, they'll bend it, punch it, shape it. They'll custom make whatever you desire. Whether you're commercial or residential, talk to them. If you need it, they'll do it. Not exactly sure? Talk to them. They'll design it. Butler Steel Supply, 145 Valvoline Road in East Butler. Or go to butlersteelsupply.com.
Halftime here at Butler High School as the bands get ready to entertain the home folks here. And It's all Central Catholic, 31-3. Craig, we just never got on board on offense in that first half.
No, but you know what? We can make some adjustments through halftime here. We're getting the ball back to start the second half, so good things are ahead for the Tornado.
And good things are ahead here as we have the Trib High School Sports Network halftime show loaded up. Anthony at the station, take it away.